This is Dr. Patadia dictating the consult on Jeannie Salgado Chavez. Her last name is long one, Salgado Chavez. S for Sam, A for Apple, L for Larry, G, A for Apple, D for David, O, dash, Chavez, C for Charlie, H for House, A for Apple, V for Victor, E for Europe, Z for Zebra. First name is Ginny, G, Y, N for Nancy, Y. Today's date is March 3, 2022, period, new paragraph. She's a 40-year-old female patient who comes with a history of recurrent palpitation accompanied by symptom of lightheadedness and sometime accompanied by upper sternal chest discomfort with the palpitation period. The palpitation may last 5 to 10 minutes, but generally in few minutes once she realizes that her heart rate has increased to about 150 beats per minute, she will put her face in the ice-cold water for a few minutes and palpitation subsides, period. The patient says that her heart rate would increase suddenly. First, she will get a thumb, T for Tom, H for House, U, M for Mary, P for Peter, followed by palpitation, period. New paragraph. Recently, while she was sitting in a chair and she had a palpitation, at that time, she felt that she may faint because the vision was becoming dark and she was feeling lightheaded. But because she was in the chair, she did not fall and she was able to support herself and did not sustain the injury, period. So from her description, it appears that she had a near syncopal episode about 1 month ago while she was sitting in the chair, period. New paragraph. Her palpitation started about 1 year ago, but in last 1 to 1.5 months, they've increased in frequency and duration, period. The increase in duration is not significant. Increase in frequency is significant in last 1 month, period. Because of the fear of palpitation, she stopped exercising. And now if she's asked to walk, she can walk about a mile, but then she would get short of breath, period. A symptom of lightheadedness happens more or less with each palpitation episode, and recently palpitations are happening every day, period. They can happen at any time, but frequently it happens while she was at rest or she's working on her computer, period. New paragraph. No history of any edema of feet, period. No history of bleeding tendency, period. No history of any GI problem other than history of acid reflux, period. New paragraph. The past history. About 2 weeks ago, she was diagnosed to have hypertension, period. She was diagnosed pre-diabetes, P for Peter, R, E, diabetes, few months ago. But now, her diabetes is better control, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, scarlet fever, tuberculosis, bronchial asthma, kidney, or liver problem, period, the paragraph. Allergy, none, period, the paragraph. Social history, patient does not smoke, P period patient does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol. Period new paragraph, family history, nothing contributory. Period. New paragraph, menstrual history, serum hysterectomy 6 years ago, period. Personal history, she's 5'1" tall and her weight is 182 pounds, period. The patient has been on various supplements to try to lower her weight, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period, pupil equal, and react to the light, period, no parosinosis or clubbing, period, no JVP edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, which are 1/4, period, no carotid bruit, period, no obvious skin problem detected, period, new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 140/140/90/90 mm Hg, period, new paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI cannot be localized, period, S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is a ejection systolic leak in the left lower parasternal area, period. No S3, period, no S4, period, and no significant heart murmur noted, period, new paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entry is equal on both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period, new paragraph. Alimentary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period, new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period, new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period, new paragraph. The EKG, normal sinus rhythm with mild T wave inversion in lead 3 AVF and V4 to V6, which may suggest possible inferior and lateral wall myocardial ischemia, or this may be some non-specific T-wave changes, period. Is a normal sinus rhythm and patient has a single PVC, period. New paragraph. Please note that patient gives history of supraventricular tachycardia diagnosed in 2010 or 2011 when she had a radio frequency ablation, A for Apple, B for Boy, L for Larry, A for Apple, T for Tom, I for India, O, N for Nancy ablation at Pomona Valley Medical Center, Pomona, P for Peter, O, M for Mary, O, N for Nancy, A for Apple Valley Medical Center, which was successful, and for 9 years her condition remained stable till she started noticing the palpitation about 1 year ago, period. New paragraph. The analysis. This patient has a recurrent palpitation, likely on the basis of paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, and is she symptomatic with it, with the symptom of upper sternal discomfort and the dizziness, period. She does describe having a near syncopal episode about a month ago while she was sitting in the chair, period. The palpitation, it appears, has interfered with her daily life because she is afraid of doing exercise, which would help her to stabilize her weight and also lose weight, period. For her hypertension, plan is to advise patient to take telmisartan, T for Tom, E for Europe, L for Larry, M for Mary, I for India, S for Sam, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, A for Apple, N for Nancy, telmisartan, 80 milligram PO once a day, and chlorthalidone 12.5 milligram PO once a day, period. Niparaka, patient is advised to find the name of the previous electrophysiologist who had done radiofrequency ablation, period. She was advised that she can continue with her diet supplements and whatever she's doing to lose weight, period. She was advised to buy wrist blood pressure instrument, wrist, W-R-I-S-T, and monitor her blood pressure closely at home, and advised to record her blood pressure reading on a paper, period. New paragraph. She also gives history of COVID infection, COVID C for Charlie O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, COVID-19 infection, December 2021, for 2 weeks, and she improved with the home treatment, period. She did not have to stay in the hospital, period. Plan is to request the authorization for Holter recording and echocardiogram plus the treadmill stress test from her health plan, period. New paragraph. For the control of blood pressure, she was advised to take telmisartan, T for Tom, E for Europe, L for Larry, M for Mary, I for India, S for Sam, A for Apple. And for Nancy, 80 milligram PO once a day, period. She was advised to take chlorthalidone, 12.5 milligram PO once a day, period. She is then asked to return in 2 weeks regarding follow-up, period. The new paragraph, initial impression number one, recurrent paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia with symptom of dizziness and vague upper retroesternal chest discomfort, period. Next line, number two, past history of supraventricular tachycardia successfully treated with radiofrequency ablation in 2010, period. Number three, hypertension for 2 weeks, period. Number four, history of being diagnosed with prediabetes, which is under control now, period. Number six, history of acid reflux disease, period. Number seven, history of hysterectomy 6 years ago, period. New paragraph. In the hypertension pill, please write blood pressure not well controlled, period. Number eight, history of COVID-19 infection, December 2021, period. Number nine, mild to moderate obesity, period. Number 10, acid reflux problem, period. The period. The concern over, thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.